In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We have a special guest with us. His name is Larry Capetto, and we're going to be speaking about Father Power. And Larry has been doing a documentary on Father Power. And I want to just read the scripture from the 12th chapter of Hebrews. The scripture says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith." We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, and I'm glad to have you with me today, Larry.
It's good to hear your voice, Father Tom.
Larry, why don't you tell us about your work with Father Power in the documentary?
Well, this kind of is amazing how things happen, Father Tom. I am the producer of a documentary series called Lest They Be Forgotten, which has given me the opportunity to interview almost 700 war veterans in the last 6 years across the country, honoring them for their service to our country. And I happened to be in Las Vegas, Nevada last fall, and I met a gentleman named Vic Giannacarro. And Vic is a World War II veteran. After the film presentation, he approached me with a little information about Father Power. And having grown up Catholic, I was immediately interested in what he had to say. And one thing led to another, and I find myself today embarked on a journey to document the story of Father Power, who was a Catholic priest who lived back in the 1800s. And yet, 60 years after his death in 1869 in Malden, Massachusetts, at Holy Cross Cemetery, it's been reported that as many as a million people converged on this gravesite, and there were many reported healings and miracles in the Boston Globe, the Boston Sunday Post, regarding these healings. And I'm in the process of documenting this story of this man, a wonderful man of God, Father Power. And having interviewed you, Father Tom, and others in the area, I'm very excited about this story and what's happening even this day at that gravesite.
Now, Father Power's grave is at Holy Cross Cemetery in Malden, Massachusetts. And still people frequent that grave very often. You know, many priests who die are forgotten. But I want to tell you, Father Power is not forgotten. There are people that go to his grave and go to pray and ask the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ and the intercession of one of his servants, Father Power, whoever lives before the Lord, we pray, to intercede for them. And we have seen miracles. I remember, you know, praying with people, like I remember a woman that had cancer of the liver, and I had got to the cemetery that day, and I didn't even want to go to the cemetery that day, and felt led to go, and she felt led to go, and we just prayed with her, and she called me on the phone and told me that her cancer markers were really down. Things are happening at that place because it's a place of faith. And you know what? Father Power might not even be buried at that very place. He might be someplace else because they hid him. They hid him. But you know what? It makes no difference where Father Power is buried, because we have a great cloud of witnesses that ever is around the throne of God. And people know holy men and holy women.
Well, I agree. And after having talked with you, Father Tom, you've been such an inspiration to me. And the fact that Jesus is the healer and he's healing today through the intercession of Father Power, he's healing through other means and methods. And I'm just excited because I'm a believer. And I'm so touched by the stories that I've heard. Interviewing yourself and Father Shea, Father Carroll, other priests in the area and lay people, I'm just encouraged to report this story because you know, I've been to the gravesite too. To me, it's holy ground. When I was at the gravesite, and And to I guess looking back historically and even the contemporary things happening today, there's obviously something happening. Some people will deny miracles exist today. Well, I think there are probably people who've never had a miracle or needed a miracle. But I'm encouraged with the story, and I'm thrilled that I'm able to do this for Vic and for those in the area. And I'm hoping to come back later this month and talk to some people that maybe have been healed at the graveside, Father Tom.
Now, there are many people that are listening to us, and I know many people who go to Father Power's grave. If people have experienced a miracle at Father Power's grave, what number would they call, Larry? Because this is very important, that they call you if they've experienced some answered prayer at this grave. What number would they call?
Okay, hopefully everybody has time to get a pencil, or I'll repeat it. We'll repeat it several times through this broadcast, but I would ask that they would call me in Colorado at 970-254-9262. That's 970-254-9262. Now, again, the call goes out to people that are listening, or maybe they know somebody that's been healed at the grave of Father Power or experienced something miraculous there. You know, I'm just looking for people that are sincere, that can tell me what happened to them. You mentioned this woman who was healed of liver cancer. That's a tremendous story. And anybody in the area that's listening that may even have some knowledge of Father Power, I would ask that they would come forth, because this documentary, I believe, will go around the world, public television, and I think it will really be a living testimony to Father Power, his life, and the fact that Jesus is still the healer today.
Jesus Christ heals. Last night, we're in the middle of a revival at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, and I don't know how many people we prayed with last night, and a young man who needed an operation on his leg, or had an operation on his leg, that was in severe pain, was jumping up and down. The Lord healed him last night. His name was Sean. A woman who needed an operation on her hip, and probably still does, but at least 50% of the pain left before she left the service last night. We had people with people with their feet problems and back problems, and we didn't even plan on praying for healing last night, but yet I felt the Lord move us to do that. And Jesus Christ heals. He's the Lord. You know, he's the Lord. Jesus is a healer. Whenever he walked into Capernaum, you know, the doctor was in town. But you see, the thing is, in Capernaum, they didn't give their lives to Jesus. In other words, you can get healed and still be on the outs with the Lord, because Capernaum and Bethsaida and Chorazin, they were all on the outs with the Lord because they didn't change. Their hearts weren't given over. They hadn't surrendered. So, you see, you can get a healing and still be separated from God. And the whole point of healing, it comes from Jesus, whether it be through Father Power or through one of the saints. You know, they're God's children. But that we offer our lives to the Lord, that our lives be given to Jesus as living sacrifices of praise, that we operate in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we believe in miracles. We see them every day. We see God healing. We also bury a lot of people. You know, we just have a friend that just died, a young woman who we've been praying, who has cancer. And I ask you to pray for Adriana, who just died, and her parents and her daughter. I ask you to pray for them, because, you know, it's a very, 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 very difficult experience to lose a child. It is the most awful experience that there is. So I ask you to pray for Adriana, who just went home to God, and for her parents and her little baby daughter, that the Lord would give them peace in the midst of all this trial and turmoil. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you heard about Father Power. Because when I was a little boy, my mother used to talk about this guy, and I had no idea who he was, other than that there was miracles that took place at Holy Cross Cemetery.
Well, it's been an interesting study for me, Father Tom. Father Power was born in 1844 in Ireland. He came to the Boston area when he was 4 years old with his brother Edward. He served as an altar boy with Reverend Father Fitton, Most Holy Redeemer Church in East Boston.
Yeah, Father Fitton, he was really the priest that founded the church in East Boston.
Yes, Father Fitton. And but you know, he a very educated man. In fact, Father Power has written a couple of books that the gentleman I referred to earlier, Vic Giannacaro, has in his possession. But the thing that intrigues me about Father Power is the fact that he was such a young man when he died, which was sad. But so many years later, I mean, over 150 years later, his name is still surfacing around probably around the world because of what I think God has chosen to do and through this man at this gravesite. And it's just been an amazing opportunity for me to learn more and to kind of reinforce my faith about God, faith, and healing, and Jesus being the healer. But one of the most significant healings that I probably have come across was Sister Mary Patrice, who her name is Laura Moody before she became Sister Patrice. And by the way, she took the name Patrice after Father Power. But she was healed. She was basically paralyzed. Crippled and couldn't walk, and she went to Father Power's grave back in 1929, and she was healed. I've interviewed family members. She was cured of paralysis as a teenager, and I've just heard other stories of people that have gone there. They find solace, they find peace of some sort at the gravesite. But I've just heard a lot of stories about Father Power, the man he was. Again, having only lived a short time. But I think it's really a shot in the arm for the Catholic Church, too, because he was such a man of God and the things that happened through him. And Father Tom, yourself, you know, you wouldn't consider yourself a hero of the faith, but I consider you a hero of the faith. We talk about a great cloud of witnesses, or Hebrews talks about, you know, the cloud of witnesses and the hall of fame of faith. And I appreciate you and your interest in what we're doing, and your help in finding people that have maybe been healed, and just you're an inspiration to a lot of people, Father Tom, and I want to thank you for your ministry too.
Oh, you're so welcome. When I was a little boy, my mother used to talk about things that used to happen at Holy Cross Cemetery, you know, and she used to talk about this man, Father. She called him Father Powers, and she would tell me that people would go to this grave when she was young, and that thousands and thousands would be there. And several years ago, when Father Mark Ballard was a seminarian, he came to me for something to be prayed with, and he said, "You know where I'm going today?" I said, "I have no idea." He says, "I'm going to Father Patrick Power's grave." I said, "Not Father Power, the one that these miracles happen through." He says, "Yes." He says, "I said, I want to come along with you." So Mark Ballard, Father Mark Ballard, when he was a seminarian, introduced me to the gravesite. And when we had all this trouble in Boston with the priests, you know, we were going to the gravesite to pray, praying for the Archdiocese of Boston, asking a priest who was from the Archdiocese to pray for our Archdiocese, because we were and still are in great dire need of God's mercy. And you know, people would come on a Thursday afternoon when we'd pray, and they'd stay there in the cold, and you know, I know we prayed over a lot of people then, you know, your life gets so busy, you can only do so many things, but we saw things happen at that grave. Now, if you've had an experience that happened at the grave of Father Power, I want you to call 970-254-9262, 970-254-9262, 970-254-9262, and you speak with Larry, because this is important. He's doing a documentary, and he'll be coming to Boston, and he needs to talk to people to see what's been happening, because, you see, God is on the move. God is on the move. I know there are a lot of people who do not believe in healing, but you know what? You don't have to believe in healing. It'll take place whether you believe in it or not. If there's a degree of faith and a degree of love that touches the heart of God, people will be healed, because the Lord said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find." The Lord did say, "They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed." The Lord did say, "You shall do greater things than these, because I go to the Father." The Lord accompanied those who were his disciples after the resurrection by the signs that followed. You see, we cannot deny that miracles are part of our faith. If we took the miracle stories out of the scriptures, out of the New Testament, we wouldn't have very much left. The miracles are part of our heritage. They are part of the tradition of faith. And unfortunately, we have forgotten that. And I'm going to tell you, we all need miracles. I need at least 7 a day, if not 70 a day. And we know the God of miracles. See, I'm not into miracles. I'm into Jesus, you see. I'm not into miracles. I'm into Jesus. And when you're into Jesus, you see Jesus doing things. You see, I'm not into the fruit. I'm into the tree and Jesus Christ and the cross and the power of his resurrection. That's the tree. And you know, when you believe in Jesus, you start seeing things that no one else sees. And anyone who entreats the Lord can see the same things, if not greater, because God loves us and he wants to display his presence and power through people who believe and have real faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was Father Power, and that's why we honor him.
Well, and Father Tom, everything you're saying, I hope to encapsulate in this documentary. I got to admit, you are inspiring me as you talk this morning. I look at the Acts of the Apostles. I look at Jesus telling us, according to your faith, be it unto you. Faith denotes action. I think people have heard about Father Power, or they heard about the grave. I mean, obviously there were some miracles, healings back in 1929, which prompted the Boston newspaper to write the story, which I think inspired people and really gave them faith to go to the gravesite. And so, as you talked about, standing out in the cold, hundreds and thousands of people came to that gravesite. And again, I've been there. I've been to the gravesite. And it's an amazing experience to just think about what happened. And there's a holy reverence about going there. And again, we're looking for people in the area, in the Boston area, that are listening, that maybe experienced the healing at the grave, or maybe they go there and they pray or have the rosary at the grave. I would like to talk with these people and include them in the documentary. I provide a very non-threatening environment where they can open up and talk to me. Again, I've produced 9 films already on our war veterans who've served our country faithfully over the last 60-some years. So I'm very versed in what I do. I'll put you at ease, or it's easier than going to the dentist, I'll tell these people.
Oh, my Lord, it's easy, because I was there.
I just really want them to open up and talk to me, because I believe sometimes people are a little gun-shy. But, Father Tom, you and I have talked. I know there's people you prayed with at the graveside. So, again, we encourage you to come and to tell me your story.
And the telephone number is very simple, 970-254-9262. 970-254-9262. 970-254-9262. Any story about what has happened at Holy Cross Cemetery around the grave of Father Power, any story that you can tell us, that would be very helpful in this documentary. You see, because I'm going to tell you, a picture means 1,000 words, and this is one way for God to be made known and his message of Jesus Christ to be made known as people watch this documentary, as they hear about the miracles. You know, only God knows how many people there are that are in need of a touch of God. And no one tells them that my God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of the church is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, I don't have to hide. I said, you know, just we've been praying for this beautiful young woman, Adriana, and you know, she died a couple of days ago. And you know, I have no idea why some get healed and some don't. I just know that we are called to pray for the sick. I just know that we are called to pray for those who are in need. I know that. If God is the healer, we cannot heal. We leave it in the hands of the Lord. That's all we can do. And the great temptation, you see, is I remember when my father was sick. My father had cancer of the colon, and my father died, and I had the best people pray over him. Oh, I had Father McDonough pray over him, and everybody else prayed over him, and I prayed over him, and my father died. And the big temptation for me, and I said it at my father's funeral, I hadn't even been a priest for a year, the big temptation for me would be, I said people would come to me to ask for healing, and I would think that my father was not healed. I remember just months later, after we buried my father, a woman came to me, and she said, would you pray for my husband? And I realized, I said, does he have cancer? And she said, yes. I said, is it cancer of the colon? And she said, yes. And I was in the lower church at Sacred Heart. I could see those stairs, and part of me wanted to run up those stairs and like a little spoiled brat and say, you know, my father wasn't healed, and I'm not going to pray over your husband. But I didn't do that. I prayed with the woman, and this is the prayer I prayed. I said, what you didn't do for my father, do for this man. I couldn't pray very long, but that was the prayer. And that man was healed. That man was healed. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, I don't understand. I don't understand, but I know that. I know God heals. I know Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know that through the intercession of Father Power, through the intercession of Mother Teresa. Let me tell you a story about Mother Teresa. My friend Beatrice, her friend, who was her housekeeper, was deathly sick. They had given her up. So Beatrice went to the hospital, and she placed upon her friend a third-class relic of Mother Teresa, which was just a little piece of her clothing. Now, this woman was in a coma, and she was dying. Beatrice left. And this little woman walked into the hospital room with the bowed down with her little rosary beads and touched the woman that was sick. It was Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa from heaven, God sent her. You might say, I don't believe in those things. But I'm going to tell you, Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus, and Moses died and wasn't ascended. That woman was healed. And it happened to another person that Beatrice prayed with, left a relic, the same story. And the other woman had never heard the story of the first woman. You know, God hears and answers prayer, whether it be through his saints, whether it be directly. You see, I don't care if I pray for people, if they pray for themselves, as long as they get better. That's all. That's all. As long as they get better. That's what we're about. We want people to get better. We want people to get healed. And we know that Jesus is in the healing business. We know that salvation is all about healing. Healing of the whole person, not only our souls, but our minds and our bodies and our spirits. Salvation comes from the Latin word salus, which means to heal. It means to heal. And the Lord Jesus on the cross healed us from our sins through the power of his blood, through the shed blood that he shed for us. But not only of our sins, but of our sicknesses. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities, the scripture said. And you know what? We say every day at Mass, say the word and I shall be healed. That's what we say as we receive Jesus as Eucharist. Say the word and I shall be healed. And not many people get healed because yesterday we heard in the scripture that Jesus went to Nazareth and he didn't find much faith. And because he didn't find much faith, he couldn't do many things. And you know, we say it every single day, and not too many people are healed. You know why? Because there's not too much faith. We've got used to Jesus. How can we get used to Jesus? He's so wonderful. He's so powerful. He's so awesome. He's so holy. You know, I'm going to give you Larry's number, 970-254-9262. 970-254-9262. If you have a story about Father Power, 970-254-9262. 970-254-9262. Well, Larry, I hope that you hear from lots of people around. I hope that many people will tell you about what Father, what has happened around the graveside of Father Power or through his intercession. I hope people will call, and I hope that this documentary will inspire so many people that their faith would be given over again and that they would have a renewed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only for a day or year, but forever until they die. I pray that this documentary would touch so many people because you see, people will watch a documentary on miracles and will not listen to a broadcast that's being preached. I'm going to tell you, everybody is interested. But we need to hear from people that were blessed at Father Power's grave. 970-254-9262. 970-254-9262. And Larry, I thank you for being on the air with me today.
Father Tom, thank you so much, and I look forward to getting some good reports from this broadcast.
Thanks a lot. Tonight we'll be continuing with our revival at the Holy Rosary. I have Mass at 7:30, then we're going to start worshiping the Lord. We're just going to get into it, praising God, just lifting up our hands and praising His holy name because He's worthy of our praise. Tonight, I call people to come. If you'd like to come to the 7:30 Mass, you're certainly welcome, followed by revival, which will take place at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And we've been seeing great things, and we're going to continue to see great things by the grace of the living God because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know what? It's a beautiful day today, but raindrops keep falling on your head. If you need your roof done, Jimmy the roofer. You know Jimmy. And I'm telling you, he's a good guy, and he does a good job. You dial 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. Tonight, revival, 7:30. At the Holy Rosary. Come and join us tonight and praise God. You know why? Because the Lord is worthy. God bless you too.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.